I woke up on the cot in Laya's small office. Holly was nowhere in sight. Laya sat on a chair watching me. She stood up and moved to the edge of the cot. I looked up at her, and all of it came rushing back. I felt the blood exploding through my veins. I opened my mouth. I couldn't talk. Realized my eyes had closed. Hell, slammed shut. I couldn't see. I couldn't cry. I couldn't... And then I felt her arms circling my shoulders, and I all but dove against her, clinging to her. My tears broke through at last, soaking her blouse. My sobs, unbid, rattled me. I babbled a lot. Most of it was confused and lost, except for saying, for admitting, that I hated him too. And something else. I looked up after a while, feeling and sounding like a child, pleading.
I want to be Jack Crow again.
She smiled warmly, glowing protective and sure.
You will.
But Felix, he's...
Felix is dead.
How can you be sure? I insisted, my voice shaking. Maybe he never died. Maybe he never will.
Her face became startled, frightened, horrified in an instant. But then all was flung away with a toss of her hair, and she pressed my head back between her breasts, cutting off my fears with her firm grasp and monotonous maternal coos. She rocked me to sleep, I guess. No, I'm sure she did. She did. The clock said 3 hours until dawn when I awoke again. I was alone, thank God. I sat up on the cot. I fished and found a cigarette. The door to the lab was open. I stood up and used it, crossing the vast shadowy chamber hurriedly to the main seal in the bright corridor beyond. There was no one around, no sound of scurrying techs or late partygoers. Quiet. Fresh air seemed like a good idea. I began the long climb to the outer seal. Halfway there, I stopped and noticed something. I was okay. I shouldn't have been. I should have felt embarrassed and ashamed and humiliated, and... But I didn't. I felt fine. Relieved, in fact. Like a boil finally lanced. I smiled. Maybe so.